In this bulletin, the Prime Minister announces a review of processes for workplace allegations at Parliament House, two new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in Victoria, and former Australian Olympian arrested over a drug sting. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a review of processes for workplace allegations at Parliament House in Canberra. It comes after former Liberal Party staff member Brittany Higgins confirmed that she'll pursue a police investigation alleging she was raped by a colleague in Parliament House in March 2019.
I have listened to Brittany. Jenny and I spoke last night and she said to me, "You have to think about this as a father first. What would you want to happen if it were our girls?"
An automatic reporting obligation to department officials will be established. Curtin MP Celia Hammond will examine cultural issues by working with politicians to identify ways to improve standards and protect staff. A Tamil family fighting deportation to Sri Lanka, who call the Queensland town of Bilawila home, have had another win in their battle to return to their community. The full bench of the federal court has rejected an appeal by the federal government. The decision upholds an earlier ruling that found the couple's Australian-born daughter was denied procedural fairness in making a protection visa application that would have allowed her to remain in Australia. Arun Melvaganam from the Tamil Refugee Council is calling for their release from detention.
"We're really happy that the court has upheld the April 2020 decision. What this means is the family can't be deported back. Children have gone through so much because of detention life, and it's about time the government releases them into the community."
Victoria has recorded four new COVID-19 cases. Two are locally acquired cases linked to close household contacts of a previously confirmed case in the Holiday Inn Airport cluster. The other two are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congress will establish an independent commission to investigate the deadly insurrection that took place in the US Capitol building. It will be similar to the commission which investigated the September 11 terror attacks. In a letter to Democratic colleagues, Nancy Pelosi says the House will also boost security at the Capitol. An Ebola vaccination program has been launched in response to outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Guinea. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a regional risk that requires exceptional vigilance.
"Three cases have been confirmed among six people who reported Ebola-like symptoms after attending a funeral in late January. Both outbreaks are also in hard-to-reach, insecure areas with some mistrust of outsiders. 43 people have been vaccinated out of 149 eligible contacts."
Police in Sydney have arrested former Olympic swimmer Scott Miller and another man over the alleged importation of $2 million worth of drugs concealed inside candles. 45-year-old Miller was arrested at his home in Rozelle, while a 47-year-old man was detained in Balmain. Police allege the pair concealed the drug ice inside candles. Well, now the weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 33. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, a top of 31. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Similar forecast for Canberra, top of 26. A few showers in Wollongong, 22. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Newcastle, a few showers, 25. A shower or two in Brisbane, 28. Cairns, possible storm and rain, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.